Chapter 4. Justine on Trial. Clerval came with me to order the horses, and I was soon on my way. When I got to Geneva, it was completely dark, and the gates of the town were already closed, so I had to spend the night in Secheron, a nearby village. I couldn't sleep, so I decided to go and find the place where William had been murdered. It began to rain heavily as I was walking, and very soon a storm began. There was a sudden flash of lightning, and I saw a figure standing beside some trees close by. A huge, ugly figure. I recognized him immediately. It was the monster. What was he doing there? I had a sudden terrible thought. Could he be responsible for my brother's murder? I was suddenly convinced. No normal human being could have killed that sweet boy. This monster, which I created, was the murderer. I began to tremble so violently that I had to lean against a tree for support. The awful figure passed me quickly and disappeared in the darkness. It was 5 o'clock in the morning when I entered my father's house, 6 years after leaving it for Ingolstadt. I told the servants not to disturb my family, and I went into the library to wait for them to wake up. My brother Ernest was the first one to appear, and had tears in his eyes when he saw me. I tried to calm him down, and asked how my father and Elizabeth were. "Elizabeth feels responsible for William's death," he told me, "and she's suffering terribly. But since the murderer has been arrested..." "What?" I exclaimed. "That's impossible. I saw him last night, and he was quite far from here."
"I don't know who you mean," Ernest replied. "But now that we know who the murderer is, we are suffering even more." No one believed it at first, and even now, Elizabeth refuses to believe that it is true, despite the evidence. Who could imagine that our sweet, loving Justine could commit such a terrible crime? I could not believe my ears. Justine Moritz, a murderer? Impossible. But my brother told me the evidence that was being used against her, and it didn't sound good. According to Ernest, on the morning that my brother's murder was discovered, Justine fell ill and stayed in bed for several days. During this time, one of the servants examined Justine's clothes and found a gold locket in her pocket. William had been wearing that locket on the night he was killed. The servant immediately went to the police, and Justine was arrested. Ernest finished his story, and my father came into the room. He looked ill and unhappy, but he tried to give me a warm welcome. I told him I was sure that Justine could not have done such a terrible thing. I could see that he also didn't believe that Justine was guilty of murder. "The trial is today," he said. "Let's hope that she'll be set free." Elizabeth entered the room. She was even more beautiful now, but her face was sad. She welcomed me with great affection. "My dear cousin," she said, "your arrival fills me with hope. Perhaps you'll find some way of proving that Justine is innocent. I can't bear to think that she's guilty." "Don't worry, my dear Elizabeth," I said, trying to sound confident. "She didn't murder William, and it will be proved that she's innocent. There's nothing to fear." The trial began at 11 o'clock in the morning. I was in a terrible state as I sat in court waiting for it to start. I couldn't bear to think that the monster might have caused my brother's death, and now he would be responsible for Justine's death as well. When Justine came into court, she appeared to be quite calm. She was dressed for a funeral and looked very serious, but beautiful. She looked over to where we were sitting and smiled at us sadly. Many witnesses were called, including Elizabeth. Several strange facts combined against Justine to indicate that she was guilty. She had been out the whole of the night when the murder had been committed. The next morning, she was seen by a woman near the place where William had been found. When the woman had asked her what she was doing there, Justine had given a very confused answer. She returned to the house at 8 o'clock and said she had spent the night looking for William. She asked if he was safe, and when she was shown the body, she became hysterical and had to stay in bed for several days. William's gold locket, with a picture in it, had been found in Justine's pocket. Elizabeth was shown the gold locket and asked if William had been wearing it the night of his murder. When she said that he was, the people in court shouted out in horror and anger. Elizabeth then spoke of Justine's good character and told the court that she had known Justine for many years and could not believe that she could have committed such a terrible crime. Justine was called to defend herself. Crying, she told them what she remembered. She had spent the evening at an aunt's house in a village not far from Geneva. As she was returning home about 9 o'clock, a man asked her if she had seen William, who had been lost for several hours. She was alarmed by the news and spent the next few hours looking for him. By then, the gates of Geneva were shut, so she spent the night in a barn. When she woke up the next morning, she found William's gold locket with the picture lying next to her in the straw. She had no idea how it came there. But it did no good. I could see from the face of the judge and the people in the court that they had all already decided that Justine was guilty. Poor Justine. The next morning, I returned to court and spoke to one of the officers. He told me that the judge had reached his verdict and Justine had been found guilty. She was sentenced to death and would be executed the next day. I was devastated. Justine asked to see Elizabeth, and I went with her. We went into the prison and saw Justine sitting on some straw. Her hands were chained together, and she was crying. When she saw Elizabeth, she cried even more and said, "Please don't believe that I am guilty. I didn't do this terrible crime, but how can I convince them? I found William's locket next to me the morning after the murder. But how did it get there? Maybe the real murderer put it there?" "Don't worry," said Elizabeth. "I believe you, Justine, and I will try to convince the judge that you are an innocent, good girl. Maybe he will believe me." But the judge refused to listen to Elizabeth. And the next day, Justine was hanged. How I suffered. Two innocent people had died because of me. My once happy home was a sad place, and now I was full of despair and guilt. I could not sleep, and I could not bear to be with other people.